Good evening. How many of you are here for Nina Totenberg? On behalf of the 28th Annual Vanderbilt University Holocaust Lecture Series, it is my privilege to welcome you to tonight's program, An Uncommon Friendship, featuring Bernhard Rosner and Frederick Tubach. My name is Shia Baer, a veteran member of the Vanderbilt Holocaust Series and program coordinator in the Office of Active Citizenship and Service at Vanderbilt. You should have in your possession an evaluation form, which you can turn in at the end of the program. Please note that the evaluation includes an option to join the Holocaust Lecture Series Planning Committee, and I encourage you to do so. There is but one more program left in this year's series following tonight's presentation.
If we're willing to wait 20 minutes, then we could switch rooms.
I think we should go ahead. Yes. You can hear?
And in the 20 minutes, maybe they could sign the books that people have bought, and we could mingle out there.
Well, people might have plans.
Okay, whatever you think.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. There is but one program left in this year's series following tonight's presentation. On Monday, November 14th at 6 p.m., join us for a screening and panel discussion of the award-winning documentary Lost Boys of Sudan, which will take place in the Surratt Cinema. A technical note, when exiting the law school building this evening, please remember there are only two outlets, the 21st Street side, as well as the doors facing the Owen School of Business. Before I introduce tonight's guest speakers, I want to mention that Sally Tubach, the editor of An Uncommon Friendship and wife of Frederick Tubach, was scheduled to provide our introduction. Regrettably, Sally could not attend this program owing to family-related issues in California. Therefore, I am doing the introduction. Our speakers, Bernhard Rosner and Frederick Tubach, otherwise known respectively as Bernie and Fritz, are the authors of An Uncommon Friendship from Opposite Sides of the Holocaust. Bernie Rosner retired in 1993 from his position as general counsel of the Safeway Corporation in Oakland, California. Fritz Tubach is professor emeritus of German at the University of California, Berkeley, and co-author of Germany 2000 Years, Volume 3. An Uncommon Friendship is an extraordinary document of two friends who led radically divergent lives during the Hitler years. Bernie, the Hungarian Jewish youth caught amidst the ravages of Nazi's final solution, and Fritz, a German and active participant in the Jungvolk, the pre-Hitler youth. This is what Jonathan Yardley of the Washington Post Book World wrote about Uncommon Friendship. A fine book and a significant contribution to the massive literature of the Holocaust. The reader is wholly engaged in these two men's perilous journey to discover not merely the past, but also themselves. Though it is, in effect, a double autobiography, it is completely devoid of self-absorption. An Uncommon Friendship comes as close to being a selfless book as any other of recent vintage that I can recall, and it's been selected as one of the top 10 most winning books of 2001. This book will be available for purchase right outside this auditorium following the program. And before I call our guests to tell their story, I want to thank Janet Hurt of the Holocaust Lecture Series for her initial role in bringing Bernie and Fritz to Vanderbilt. It is now my pleasure to call upon Bernie Rosner to give the first part of this evening's presentation.
Can you all hear me?
Thanks
to Janet, Shia, and all the others who invited us to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time to come to listen to us and hopefully ask questions if time permits. By far the greatest reward that has come our way as a result of the book has been the outpouring of warmth and friendship from friends and strangers alike. While the early part of my life was dominated by turmoil, upheaval, and horror, most of the latter part of it was spent under slightly more benign circumstances practicing law in California. The fact that I chose the law as a career is due to a number of reasons, but there is little question in my mind that after witnessing the breakdown of the basic norms of civilized behavior and the repudiation of decency, tolerance, and human dignity, I was strongly drawn to a profession which, ideally at least, holds up as its goals the values that were so brutally trampled upon by the perpetrators of the Nazi atrocities. During the recent past, on September 11, 2001 in this country, and in more recent times in other parts of the world, humanity has once again come face to face with evil. I believe that the subject and theme of our book are particularly appropriate and opportune for this time of uncertainty and reflection. One point of relevance in my view is that these recent events, just as a centerpiece event of our story, demonstrate that hate and fanaticism can do and have done more harm to humanity than the more conventional criminal motives of greed or self-gratification. It is a sad but true fact that the psychopaths who conceived and implemented the horrors of the Holocaust were able to convince themselves that the actions they were taking were somehow in pursuit of a righteous cause. To the extent that our story contributes even to a minute degree to the concept that humanity, decency, friendship can redeem and heal, I feel that we have accomplished everything and more that we could have possibly have hoped for. There's another theme in our story that I believe is highly relevant to the recent explosion of hatred and violence. This is the need to be on guard against tendencies that have, since September 11, 2001, manifested themselves of singling out people of particular ethnic background or nationality and subjecting them to acts of hate and resentment solely because they were of the same ethnic background and nationality as those who committed the outrages. If there is one thing that could do more damage to our country than the crimes of the terrorists, it is to permit our society to sink into the abyss of bigotry and intolerance. This is the time for people of goodwill and courage to stand up against these dangerous and frightening tendencies.